Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Happy Friday. I always love these podcasts because it's a quick burst of information, and today we're going to talk about snail mucin in your skincare. That's right, products that come from snails. Is this a miracle ingredient, or has it been just an overhyped TikTok trend? Now, snail mucin is scientifically known as snail secretion filtrate. We've all seen snails in the garden, and as they inch their way across the dirt, you see a little glossy streak of a jelly-like material and leaving a trail behind them. This is snail secretion and snail mucin. It's a natural secretion produced by the snails. It maintains health and moisturization of their own skin. And the part of their skin that comes out when they're traveling leaves this juice behind. And unlike some ingredients, it doesn't evaporate quickly. It doesn't irritate. You can see the juicy skin of the snail staying juicy, even though they're on the hot pavement, they're in the dirt, they're out in the heat. They stay hydrated. And this contains natural proteins, antioxidants, and definitely has ingredients that help protect against sun damage and free radicals. People are using snail mucin on their faces. This kind of originated as a Korean skincare miracle, and we've seen it now all over TikTok. And what is this phenomenon? Actually, it started in the 1980s, where breeders in Chile who raised their snails for escargot companies noticed that the snails made their skin softer. So the breeders and the handlers, they were harvesting these snails for lovely Frenchies, French people, to eat escargot. And those people that were harvesting had really soft, beautiful skin. And this Chilean company called Elcina then produced the very first packaged skincare cream made with snail extract and snail secretions. And how interesting. And you find these applications in daily life that people who are touching the product every day have the most smooth, amazing hands. More recently, snail slime was taken up for skincare purposes in South Korea. And then from there, the snail mucin fad was picked up by TikTok, SkinTok, and has grown and grown and grown. And according to an article published in 2021 of October, the snail mucin skincare market may grow up to $770 million in snail sales by 2025. That is funny and crazy that that's how trends start. But there's got to be some truth to it. There's got to be some benefit. Otherwise, people wouldn't keep using these products. So what is in snail mucin? So glycoproteins, these are proteins that are combined with carbohydrates and are known for their moisturizing effect. They bind water and keep the skin anti-inflamed. Hyaluronic acid, of course, this is a naturally occurring polysaccharide. It holds on to significant amounts of water. This is the ingredient that our fillers are made of. Topically used hyaluronic acid is a miracle product. I love it. I have it in my own deep blue hydration serum. It keeps your skin so plump, dewy, and hydrated. Collagen. A study in 2019 found that snail secretions stimulate the production of collagen. And remember, collagen levels drop every year as we age. After age 40, they can have dropped by as much as 25% collagen production. And so the things we do to boost collagen are so important. Your collagen maintains your skin's elasticity and heals you and keeps you smooth and pretty. And you really need to work on boosting collagen production. So snail secretions can do that. Allantoin, this is anti-inflammatory and soothing compound that promotes healing and repair of the skin, and antioxidants, stopping that free radical damage. And this is why snails don't just shrivel up and, you know, dry up when they're in the garden. They do hide all day inside their nice little shells, but when they're coming out to eat, to munch on a leaf or whatnot, they stay super hydrated and protected. Snail mucin, when it's applied to your skin, moisturizes the skin. It's a great choice for people with dry, dry skin. It's an immediate rehydrator. And according to a study in Dermatology and Therapy in 2021 of June, this kind of hyaluronic serum present in snail mucin could increase hydration by 134% immediately after applying. So better skin that's plumper, smoother, less fine lines, less wrinkles. And using serum with 40% snail mucin for 12 weeks can minimize fine lines and wrinkles. That was a study of about 25 women, so helping with premature aging changes. Also, snail mucin helps with healing. So if you have a wound, talk to your doctor first. We don't necessarily want to put this into an active open wound, but afterwards it can help with the appearance of scarring. It can also sometimes help with acne due to its anti-inflammatory properties. And you can use snail mucin in many different forms. It comes as a moisturizer. I've seen it as eye cream, serum, sheet masks, all different kinds. Typically it's used twice a day, morning and evening, after washing the face. It works well applied to clean skin. You can layer your other skincare products on top of it or use it as a final layer of moisturizer. Always, of course, sunscreen on top of that. And I'm a fan of mixing things up. I have my own skincare line, Katie Skin. I have about 15 different products in it. It is physician strength. It is amazing. You can find it on my Instagram and our website has it. But I'm always trying new things on my skin. And one of the reasons we do that is skin has this phenomenon of tachyphylaxis, where the body and the skin get used to the repeat exposure of certain ingredients. You gotta mix things up, and skin loves a change. So when my skin is feeling very stable and like it's like not really improving, glowing, and getting a boost from all the things I'm putting on it, I will mix up my skincare regimen. I will try something new. I will get a peel. I would even apply some snail mucin, although I do not love snails and I would never eat escargot. It's just not me. I'm a fan of trying new things. So this is one of the things I might be trying as we come upon the end of summer and our skin is drier. Why not give it a try? That's it for now, guys. I hope we gave you some new information. And maybe you'll try mix it up with some snail mucin. If not that, then definitely check out my Deep Blue Hydration Serum. Topical hyaluronic acid is so good for your skin. Our vitamin C serum is the strongest and most potent of vitamin C's. Tetradexahexyl vitamin C. I love that for antioxidant benefit as well. Don't forget to find me on the podcast every Tuesday doing a longer podcast, and on Fridays, a short 5-minute Friday. You can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And visit me if you're ever in Los Angeles. Love you to rank, rate, and review the podcast. If you take a screenshot of your amazing review in the iTunes Apple Podcast app, send it to me. Email it to info@beautybydrk.com, and we would be so happy to send you a deluxe size sample of skincare. All right, guys, happy Friday and stay beautiful.